The reason that why I chose that moment in Shrek was because I could kind of relate that to Jesus and Peter, with Shrek being kind of like Jesus because he... he helps Donkey to get past his fear, and he keeps kind of pushing him in the right way, and Donkey has lots of faith in Shrek, which... Sometimes in life, you can have that Shrek, I'm looking down moment, and it can get really scary because you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know if you're doing anything right, and it's awesome to know that there's a God right behind you, and he's following you, and that he has faith in you that you're going to be able to get through, you're going to be able to cross the bridge and get to the other side. It can get really hard in life when you get distracted. And distractions can be easy things like a shake. And you're like, you're not supposed to eat it, but you really want that shake. Or it can be, I'm really tired, I don't want to go to church today. But just like with Peter, he got distracted from Jesus when he saw when he felt and saw the the wind, because it distracted him from what was important, and because of that distraction, he started to sink. Jesus immediately let down and helped him up, which is what God does, and it's amazing to know that he's there to help you whenever you need him. And not only that we have faith in him, that he has faith in us too. It's like God it's not only has faith in us, but he is faith. That's something we need to realize sometimes, that not all the pressure is not on us. God also has faith in us, that he knows what we'll do and what will happen. And he'll stick with us no matter what. Sometimes it's really easy to look down and focus on all the things that are troubling you, that are trying to get in the way. But you just have to pray and ask God to help you have more faith and to look up instead of looking. I'm really out of it today. Trying to put a little more faith in myself to be able to not be so. Hey.
You need to focus.
On faith.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, thank you for my daughter. Thank you that she wants to serve you. I ask that you come upon her and settle her nerves, settle her mind. Give her the words that you have for us. I know that she wants to be used by you. so proud of her. Let her know that it's okay to not be perfect. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I just thank you for my friend Jesse, who has taught me how to be real and how to look through the eyes of a child. Just the real, just be real. Just calm her heart, Lord. Ease her breathing. Collect her thoughts, Lord. Use the wind to speak through her. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks.
You got this, girl. Breath. Breathe. You got it.
Dear my Shrek. Oh. We all need a Shrek sometimes, because even we don't realize it. Because times can get tough, and even when we feel like we don't have a Shrek, God can be our Shrek. I found a verse that I really liked in Luke 17:6. It says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it'll obey you. Sometimes it's really hard to believe that you can make that happen. Sometimes faith feels hard to come by. We need to focus on, not on ourselves and what's around us, but on what's really important, which is God, and that God is faith. Sometimes we need to have faith that God has an ultimate plan for us, and lately, I've been really struggling with Ron's passing. He kind of was my Shrek. He was a Shrek to a lot of people. Because he seemed to be always there whenever you needed him. And I know it's hard right now, but I need to have faith that God will help me pass this. Just one of those things that I need to stop relying on myself and really rely more on God. Just like with Peter, when he tried to walk on the water, he had this faith, and that's something we need to try to strive for. Because when we have... Because Peter just took all his faith to get out there and stand on the water. And sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to face the facts and have faith that God has his plan and it'll be okay. My mom and I have this little saying, frog, it's fully rely on God, and I sometimes go back to that, and it helps. I kind of hate to say it, but mom seems to be almost always right. Just like with God, God's always right, no matter if you want to say, no, I'm right, because I'm always right. You have to get yourself to realize that sometimes you're not always in power. That you have to take a step back and look up. Because God will always be there to help you when you need it. Maybe.
Peter was just a plain person. He was just like you and like I. And he had great passion to serve the Lord. He just thought, because you're here, Jesus, I can do anything. So he got out of the boat and started walking on the water. Then he thought, oh, look at the circumstances around me. There's a huge wave coming. When he took his eyes off Jesus, he started to fall. And that's the way it is in my life. I have great desire to serve Jesus. And sometimes I start off nice and bold.
That's a great way of putting it. I'm really thankful for my church family and my family because they're always there when I do. And even when I'm looking down or when you're looking down, there's always somebody there to help. Even when you don't think there is. And that's a really amazing thing. Yeah. Just like with Shrek and Donkey, Shrek would have been that was there whenever for Donkey. He was wobbling the bridge, which in life it can get really scary. Like the bridge you're walking on, you might stumble and fall. But we know that God will always be there to back us up, to catch us. Yeah. That we actually need him more than we think we do. You might think you're like a Superman, but you always have that kryptonite. God is just always there, no matter what. Just like his faith in us is always there.